To learn more about this summer's record Missouri River flooding and hear from those who were affected by it, Branstad's flood meeting is scheduled for this afternoon. Representatives of farming groups, utilities, and Iowa cities hit hard by the flooding are all scheduled to attend. Flooding has been a problem all along the Missouri River since June because heavy rains and significant mountain snowpack generated massive amounts of water. The floodwaters have started to recede, but the U.S. Army Corps of Engineers predicts the river won't return to normal flows until sometime next month. Corps officials will also give a presentation at today's meeting about the way they managed the river's dams. I'll have more news in just a moment.
Hi, this is Trish Nelson from MediCap Pharmacy in Audubon. At MediCap, we are willing to take the time to explain your medications and make sure you get the right remedy for your symptoms. At MediCap Pharmacy, we offer free delivery right to your front door so you don't have to get out and get your medications while you're suffering through the watery eyes, sneezing, and sniffling allergies can bring on. Visit us today at 316 Broadway in Audubon, or give us a call at 563-2655. MediCap Pharmacy in Audubon, where we'll always make time for you.
Tired of big chain store pharmacies with their long lines, lack of privacy, and impersonal service? For a better experience, come to MediCap Pharmacy. We'll fill your prescriptions accurately and in a timely manner, and we'll always make time for you. Time to listen, answer your questions, and explain your prescriptions privately. Why wait? Transfer your prescriptions to MediCap Pharmacy today.
Stop in and visit with MediCap Pharmacy, located at 316 Broadway in Audubon.
A three-person committee tasked with deciding how to fill a vacancy on the Cass County Board of Supervisors, created by the passing of Supervisor Chuck Keenan, has voted to hold a special election in conjunction with the November 8th city elections. The decision came during a meeting Thursday afternoon at the courthouse in Atlantic. The committee was comprised of Auditor Dale Sunderman, Cass County Recorder Joyce Jensen, and Treasurer Tracy Marshall. Their vote was unanimous. Sunderman said the next step is to contact the chairpersons of the central committees, who will be allowed to file a nomination by convention. He stressed, however, that the nomination will be open to all interested persons who are residents of Cass County who file a nomination petition.
However, this opens it up to everyone, because this, just like the general election, you can have nominated by petition on the ballot along with, because it's not a primary election where you only have the Republicans, Democrats. It's a general election where anyone may run by a party, a non-party affiliated organization, or just nominated by petition.
Sunderman said because of the special election, there will be two ballots for voters in Atlantic Ward 2.
Ward 2 will have the one for the county residents with only the county question on it, or county office on it, and then we'll have the regular city ballot with the county office on it also.
The precincts which make up Cass County Supervisor District 2 are Atlantic Ward 2, Grove Township 2, the portion of Grove Township northwest of the Atlantic City limits, and Atlantic Ward 3. The filing deadline to file your nomination petitions to be included for the county office is 5 p.m. September 23rd at the Auditor's Office in Atlantic. Those interested do not need to declare a party at this time. Recorder Joyce Jensen noted that Chuck Keenan would have approved of the committee's decision to hold a special election during the city election.
I think there would be something that Chuck would be proud of if he knew that we weren't going to cost the taxpayers any extra money. For some reason or another, I think he might be smiling down on this decision.
In other news, one person has been questioned, but no arrests have been made in connection with an ongoing investigation into an alleged sexual assault in Taylor County. Sheriff's officials say their investigation into that incident in the vicinity of Nitro's Bar in Gravity resulted in the execution of a search warrant at 1257 Highland Avenue in rural Taylor County. During the investigation, 33-year-old Tommy Spears, a resident of the home, was detained for questioning and arrested on a separate charge of harassment of a public official for giving a false name and date of birth when law enforcement attempted to identify him. Spears posted bond on the charges and has been released from custody. Further charges are pending as a result of evidence found during the execution of the search warrant. Authorities say a Southwest Iowa man was injured after he walked into the tail rotor of a helicopter that had just landed after touring flooding along the Missouri River. The Fremont County Sheriff's Office said yesterday 80-year-old Robert Smith of rural Tabor was injured Wednesday afternoon. Sheriff's dispatchers say that a private two-seat helicopter flown by Larry Inman of Randolph had just landed near Smith's house southeast of Tabor, and Smith walked out to meet it. Smith apparently didn't see the rotor and was hit in the face. He was rushed to the Fremont Mills School before flown by helicopter to Creighton Medical Center in Omaha and later transferred to the University of Nebraska Medical Center at Omaha. Hospital spokesman Paul Bates of Baltus said Thursday that Smith was in critical condition, but Sheriff Kevin Astrup told the Omaha World Herald man's injuries were not considered to be life-threatening. The sheriff says it's possible Smith tripped and fell into the rotor blade, but the accident, which happened around 1:30 p.m. Wednesday, remains under investigation by the sheriff's office and the Federal Aviation Administration. KJAN News Time is 7:12.
Hi, this is Trish Nelson from MediCap Pharmacy in Audubon. At MediCap, we are willing to take the time to explain your medications and make sure you get the right remedy for your symptoms. At MediCap Pharmacy, we offer free delivery right to your front door so you don't have to get out and get your medications while you're suffering through the watery eyes, sneezing, and sniffling allergies can bring on. Visit us today at 316 Broadway in Audubon or give us a call at 563-2655. MediCap Pharmacy in Audubon, where we'll always make time for you.
Tired of big chain store pharmacies with their long lines, lack of privacy, and impersonal service? For a better experience, come to MediCap Pharmacy. We'll fill your prescriptions accurately and in a timely manner, and we'll always make time for you. Time to listen, answer your questions, and explain your prescriptions privately. Why wait? Transfer your prescriptions to MediCap Pharmacy today.
Stop in and visit with MediCap Pharmacy, located at 316 Broadway in Audubon.
In our funeral announcements, Sharon K. Lauk, age 73, of Des Moines and formerly of Greenfield, died September 2nd in Des Moines. Memorial services for Sharon Lauk will be held today at the 10 o'clock at the Steen Funeral Home in Greenfield. 35-year-old Corey William Menefee of Atlantic died Tuesday at his home. Memorial services for Corey Menefee will be today at 11 o'clock at the United Methodist Church in Atlantic. Hockenberry Family Care Funeral Home in Atlantic has arrangements. E. Pauline Salzgaver, age 92, of Guthrie Center, died Wednesday at the new homestead in Guthrie Center. Funeral services for Pauline Salzgaver will be held today at 3 o'clock at the Twig Funeral Home in Guthrie Center. Fern Marie Brew, age 92, of Glendale, Arizona, and formerly of Stewart, died September 1st. Funeral services for Fern Brew will be held tomorrow at 1 o'clock at the First Congregational Church in Stewart. Johnson Family Funeral Home in Stewart has the arrangements. 76-year-old Ramona Jane Keating of Stewart died Monday at the Stewart Community Care Center. Funeral services for Ramona Keating will be held on Monday at 10 o'clock at the First Congregational Church in Stewart. Johnson Family Funeral Home in Stewart has the arrangements. Paul Espeland, age 67, a lifelong Atlantic resident, died Wednesday at Atlantic Nursing and Rehab. Funeral services for Paul Espeland are pending at the Roland Funeral Home in Atlantic. Ethel Rowetter, age 90, of Irvine, California, and formerly of Westside, died Wednesday. Services for Ethel Rowetter are pending at the Odie Funeral Home in Manning. Charlene Dorsher, age 81, of Atlantic and formerly of the Lewis and Oakland areas, died Thursday at Atlantic Nursing and Rehab. Services for Charlene Dorsher are pending at the Reekin Veith Funeral Home in Oakland. And Edna Sullivan, age 83, of Anita, died Thursday at the Colonial Manor in Anita. Services for Edna Sullivan are pending at Hockenberry Family Care Funeral Home in Anita. Our news was brought to you by MediCap Pharmacy on Main Street in Audubon. Stop at MediCap Pharmacy in Audubon and find out how to save money on your next prescription. I'm Rick Hansen reporting.